Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Victor Kilo 3, Foxtrot, Papa Lima, / 4. Peter Lord, VK3 FPL, Port 4, moved some 25 years ago to Queensland for his retirement. Living at Gilston in the Gold Coast hinterland, he was active on all bands to UHF with many HF skeds to friends back home in Melbourne. Born in 1929, he was an official photographer and filmmaker at the 1956 Melbourne Olympic Games and soon set up a leading film processing company employing hundreds of people. He invested in a diverse range of businesses, including one which made high-quality pipe organs for churches and recital halls. A genius master craftsman, Peter seemed able to make or fix almost anything with a well-equipped workshop in the garage under his home. Well into his 50s, Peter was actively involved in motorcycle racing, competing with some success at the Easter races at Mount Panorama, Bathurst. Peter's house bristled with antennas, almost all of which he had constructed himself. The centrepiece, a tall aluminium tower with VHF Yagis and a huge 40-metre beam. Time catches us all in the end, and Peter was alert and active until his passing, aged just shy of 95 years, on December 17. He will be sorely missed by his wife of 50 years, his family, and a great many friends. The band will be quieter without his cheery voice. Vale, Peter Lord, VK3 FPL, / 4.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
This is Alan, VK4HIT, with the first dispatch of 2024 from Ipswich and District Radio Club. The club's final business meeting of 2023 was held on December 11. From the Wison Report, members were reminded that Brisbane Wison will be supporting the Southbrook Horse Ride on March 16 and 17. If you can help with being on a checkpoint, please contact Greg, VK4GJW, through email at ipswichwison@gmail.com. Later this year, Ipswich Wison will support five events, starting with the Brisbane Trail Marathon on April 28, followed by the Pinnacles Classic on May 26. Other events will be in July, August and November. John, VK4MUD, advised members that once again he would be opening the club at 1400 hours and using the club radios and equipment on Saturday, January 20. He will also be operating the gear on Australia Day for the Australia Day contest on January 26. Members are encouraged to drop into the clubhouse on these dates. Changes are afoot to the technical operating conditions for VK4RAI. Station manager Rob, VK4AB, will activate a 91.5Hz CTCSS input tone soon. Program your radios now to be ready for the change. Secretary Greg, VK4GJW, will advise all members when it's activated. And finally, the first business meeting of the year will be held Monday, January 22. Attendance can be either in person at the clubhouse or via Zoom. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Burdekin, Charters Towers, Townsville and Hinchinbrook regions, it can be heard on the VK4RAT Townsville VHF repeater 146.7MHz, immediately following the 9 a.m. transmission of the WIA National News every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club retransmit team, I'm Gavin, VK4ZZ.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP. And I've been thinking, it seems to be that this year is off to the proverbial flying start, as we are already 14 days into January. I suppose the feeling of time passing by is hastened by going into the supermarket and seeing the display of Easter hot cross buns, but be that as it may, I wonder how many of us have our calendars marked with the amateur activities we want to enjoy this year. On that point, the current issue of Amateur Radio magazine has a great two-page calendar of contests as the centrefold, courtesy of Alan, VK4SN. If we just want this information for personal use or as an aid for our club activities, this is a very useful Christmas present. I still miss the release of the annual call book, which contains so much of this kind of material. Every so often I see someone trying to verify details from years back, and inevitably it is the call book sitting on someone's shelf that has the answer. Perhaps my hope is in vain, but I'd like to see it resume publication, notwithstanding that somewhat specious claims of loss of privacy that caused the ACMA to end its licensing. I've been trying to keep abreast of the weather forecasts, and it almost seems that we are in a recurrent pattern this summer. The heat of the days and the frequent showers provide a constant reminder as the grass seems to reach higher for the clouds each day. In some areas there have been random but strong storms bringing deluges, and currently there is a focus on the Gulf of Carpentaria, where a low pressure system could spawn another cyclone. Over some time I have invested in what are called power banks as a support when we need to use medical equipment, and the mains is off in particular, and hopefully also use some for playing radios away from home. There have been some good price reductions from various outlets, and hopefully a lot of us have taken the opportunity to grab a New Year bargain. The most versatile unit I have includes USB and 12-volt outlets, along with a modest sine wave inverter. Perhaps the capacity of a club bulk buy, people could get the benefit of further discounts on buying units like this. Once again, the various reports on Sunspot Cycle 25 indicate a volatility which provides a lottery of operating conditions. Now, there are suggestions that the cycle should peak this year and not 2025, as was previously thought. For many operators who have never experienced the joys of radio in a sunspot maximum, it is the time to put a signal on air and, like fishing, see what bites. For all those who are fighting the aftermath of the storm season, here is a reminder from the Weather Bureau. It looks like the monsoon could be starting, so the north may well have some interesting times. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.